It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Bill Roth, the man who once echoed, "There's been a miracle in Morgantown." That was sent in from C.R. Wilson at yahoo.com. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm well. Good afternoon.
You remember that one? Very well, I'm sure.
I do. Great topic, by the way.
Thank you.
Great topic.
I was just thinking of a couple. You know, I always say that history is the chink in my armor here. I don't have a great Virginia or Virginia Tech football history like others do, but I do remember a couple just in my time here, of course, the Tyrod Taylor against Nebraska. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Mine, I like Jack Buck, I Don't Believe What I Just Saw.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one?
Yep. That was the Kirk Gibson Game 1 1988 World Series.
And then Vin Scully for that was, how did it go? In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I mean, that is just to be able to do that off the top of your head at the spur of the moment. That's why Vin is unbelievably talented. I mean, he's so articulate and an incredible wordsmith.
Yeah, that's also the fun, at least, you know, the geeky side of me who loves the media, who loves guys like you who can just take five words and make it echo for the rest of time. I just marvel by how people come up with stuff on the fly. I put a lot of prep into this show. I kind of plan certain things or opinions or lines that I want to deliver. You guys do it right on the fly, Bill. It's amazing.
Well, it's fun. It's fun. What's happening?
Oh, what's not? The moves are official in Blacksburg,
yes. Yes.
We can yap about them. Let's get to it. What do you think of the moves that were made to the offensive side of the ball in the coaching office?
Well, I'm excited about it in several different ways. Number one, I think it'll help us. In fact, Mark Giannotto wrote that today, so I should give him credit. But I think it helps us from a recruiting standpoint. I think these guys are really good. And I think, secondly, I think it'll be really good for Logan in that he's having a guy that's going to coach him that coached Henny and Brady and Tebow and people like that, who a really smart guy. And it's not an entry-level job for our offensive coordinator. I think in this instance, it's really hard to have someone that's never done something before come in and do it. That's not saying it can't be done, but I like the fact that he's been an offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach in the SEC and has won at the highest level. Now, they didn't win this past year at Auburn, but they won at Florida. They moved the ball great at Temple the year before that, his first year as an OC, and they put up good numbers at Michigan. And their quarterbacks there were awesome. So I think it's good for Logan. I think it's good for Tech. And we'll see on the field how it is when it starts to play out.
You say it's good for Logan. I don't know if you got a chance to talk with him. He came back. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. Have you talked to him, or have you given any thought what this means for Logan?
I've not, but I'm just from a plain practical standpoint, if you brought a quarterback coach in and an offensive coordinator that runs the wishbone, that wouldn't be good for Logan. You know, that might be good for some other quarterbacks. But I think that here's a guy that's coached a lot of NFL quarterbacks or college quarterbacks who went to the NFL. I think that's good for Thomas. And in turn, I think that'll help our recruiting. And I think, you know, everyone knows the quarterback that Tech's got the commitment from and who will sign here in 3 weeks. He's kind of like Logan, same size, big, strong-arm guy. And I think it's clear that Coach Beamer likes that and where he's going to ride that quarterback out here.
You know, there's kids in the car who just said, "Dad, what's this wishbone, Mr. Ross?"
What's a wishbone? Yeah. Well, I should say that, you know what, everybody's doing everything. I saw Colin Kaepernick run that read option so well the other day. It's almost as if the two sports have morphed.
I find it exciting, and we were talking about this last week with the Chip Kelly hiring in Philadelphia. I don't know if you can call it a fad. I know some people want to call what's going on in the NFL a fad, and it will never last. I think it's an evolution. Not that everybody's going to run the pistol. Not that Colin Kaepernick can run this thing as long as he's Peyton Manning's age. But it's an evolution into the game. I think we're seeing a time of transition. You're going to have a pocket passer that's always going to hold up. But we're just seeing new things come into the game that maybe don't last, but their elements do.
True. And I'll I'll say this. I think you'd agree with me. Frank Gore could run in just about any system.
Yeah.
Oof. He's really good.
Let me, speaking of Frank Gore and speaking of the Niners, they have an excellent O-line. Jeff Grimes. Don't know much about him, but I hear on top of being a really good O-line coach, you talk about the recruiting getting better. I hear he's a heck of a recruiter.
You know, I really want to talk with him. And that's the thing. These guys aren't in town yet. And so they came in for their interviews and left, and then they made the announcement Friday, but nobody's here. And I met one of the other candidates on his interview, but not someone who got the job. So I didn't meet any of these guys. And so I really haven't had a chance to talk with him. But I agree with you. Whatever we've read and other people who have worked with him and played under him really like Coach Grimes. So I'm excited to meet them when they get into town on Thursday night. And then on Friday, we're going to have a big introductory press conference here. That's the only reason this thing got pushed back to Friday. What's happening now is that they're moving. You know, they're cleaning out their own old offices and their old houses, and they're packing up and moving, shipping their cars to Blacksburg. So there's a lot going on right now. It's a busy time for those three guys.
Coming up, we'll let you get your thoughts in about what's going on in Virginia Tech. But we'll come back with Bill Roth, and we'll talk about the Hokies hoops team that gets a win on Saturday, and now they got Virginia coming up on Thursday night. We'll tackle that in 60 seconds on the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910.
Today we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Wes McElroy, Bill Roth, and the Cowan Gates Roth Report on this Tuesday night. Talked a little football to open up the segment. Moving on to basketball, where, Bill, I'm sure you had a few breathtaking moments in the final moments of that game against Wake Forest on Saturday. Right down.
It was an exciting game, yeah. Ooh. Wake Forest had this. Devin Thomas is going to be really good. Wake Forest is in a weird situation in that Bezdelic got hired and replaced the coach, you know, that was winning. And they've really tanked it. I think this is within a game. I think they're 5-26 in conference games since Bezdelic was hired. Well, that's not the Wake Forest way, and it's Coach Bezdelic's third year. But you look at it, they got three dynamite freshmen, and they should be really good by the time March rolls around. They should be really good. You just wonder what the future at Wake is.
You said about the future. I'm wondering what the future of this league is. The way teams are playing right now and the way you've had Maryland and NC State go to each other, and NC State beat Duke, and Duke was number one. They're back to number one. Virginia doing what they did to Florida State. We're sitting here in January. I wonder what this league looks like in March.
Yeah, everybody's going to beat each other up. Well, tomorrow night's game between Miami and Duke is going to be really one worth watching. The Canes... As we know, there are very few veteran teams in our league where you got seniors, and Miami's got one of those teams, and I think they're going to be really tough to beat this year. And they may not beat Duke tomorrow night, but Miami's is clearly an NCAA tournament team, unless the NCAA sanctions come in this week and just crush them, and maybe Missouri too. I don't know. That whole story's crazy with Coach Haidt. But Miami's got really good players, and they've hung around, and now you can see what happens when you got a bunch of seniors and a good coach like Larrañaga.
How about a status update for Thursday night? What's the status of Marshall Wood?
Marshall Wood practiced some full yesterday, although JJ told me last night he would not play Thursday unless he really made a tremendous ascension. Maybe next week. He's able to go like in some half-court stuff, like when the Hokies practice and they try to simulate UVA's defense, Marshall's out there and so UVA player, and so he's able to do the half court stuff and we walk through stuff, but when they go full speed up and down, he sits out, and then the last thing you want to do is hurt it again.
Those guys finally over that flu bug over there?
Yeah, everybody got it but one assistant coach and our managers.
Ugh.
The managers never get sick. Why is that?
Yeah, and really, they're the guys handling all the equipment and all the germs.
And they're all the, exactly.
All the funk.
Yeah. But it's going to be a good basketball game on Thursday night. I mean, obviously, Virginia's coming off the great Florida State win. The Hokies have won two dramatic games in a row. Our students are finally back. It was 5 weeks between classes here at Virginia Tech this year. And it'll be fun to play a home game with cheerleaders and the band and a full house on Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
7:30 pregame right here on Sports Radio 910. Bill, have a good call. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Wes. Have a great week.
You got it. It's Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report each and every Tuesday at 5:05.